When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Today in Sports Betting for Friday, March 26th. Man, the NBA trade deadline has came and gone, and man, was it actually pretty uneventful. And to be honest, the more and more I've covered this league, I think that I've come to the realization that more often than not, when there's a lot of hype going into an NBA trade deadline, There's more than likely a chance that it won't be as eventful as the news makes it out to be. I think I was more excited on the possibility of moves than I was on the actual set of moves. I don't know if that's just me. Maybe you guys felt the same way. Anyways, once again, my name is Vince Miracle. This is Today in Sports Betting, a hoop-ball.com presentation. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. And guys, I'm doing something a little dangerous. I'll be honest. I'm driving and podcasting at the same time. Don't worry. Hands are at 10-2. Eyes are on the road. And I am ready to talk to you about where we should be putting our money. For me, I don't have a lot of college plays today. I'm not going to get into a lot of them. Actually, I probably won't get into any of them if I'm being honest with you. However, I am going to be covering the NBA slate. And again, we have quite a few games on this Friday like we always do. And I think it's time that we jump right on in. Game number one tips off in Detroit, where the Brooklyn Nets come into Detroit as 6-point favorites. Blake Griffin is playing, James Harden is playing, Kyrie Irving is out, Kevin Durant is out, and those are the big names that matter. The over-under on total sits at 219. I'm letting you know this right now. I'm already clicking on that over. I think Jeremy Grant gets a lot of points today. I think this game could potentially be close if they find a way to slow down James Harden. I don't know if that will happen, but there's a possibility. Fun fact. The last time James Harden joined a new team and then played the Pistons, he scored a career high. Not saying that's going to happen this time, but it is possible. His first game as a Houston Rocket, he plays the Detroit Pistons, I believe also in Detroit, and went off for a career high. So, there is that. Again, man, I think -6 is fine. I'm not really touching that. However, I am big on that over 219. I also think this is going to be the biggest game that we've seen from Blake Griffin in a while. Would not surprise me if we see a double-double from Blake Griffin. Throwing that out there. Double-double with two threes. Boston versus the Bucks. Boston 6-point underdogs heading into this game. And I think it sits right. I think Milwaukee's on a tear, man. They're on a tear. I think they're on like an 8-game win streak, 9-game win streak. They've won 13 out of 14 games. They're on fire. They're a great team. They're finally starting to find who they are as a team. Again, Giannis has really been trying to work on making the defense step up to him, at least above the free throw line. He needs to start making that, and I think he's definitely been working on it. You can tell each game. But again, that's going to be more of a playoff conversation than it is anything else. I like the Bucks here. -6 is a lot if you're up to it. I know it costs a little bit more. Currently, -6 sits at 115. I'm not touching that personally. However, at -145, I would not mind taking -4.5 at -145. That's again, that's a safer bet. Bet quick $200, make a little bit of change. Oh, it's at 235 on the total. Again, that one seems pretty high. I might take the under there, but I'll be honest, I probably won't even have this game on my radar. The thing that I would recommend is buy the point and a half. It takes your total to -145 bet. I think that's a more confident bet that you can lay out there on this Friday. Up, you have the Phoenix Suns heading into Toronto as 4-point favorites. Now, the Raptors, obviously, they're not really in Toronto. But now the Raptors, they did some big moves, right? Like, they moved Norman Powell and they kept Kyle Lowry, which was huge news. That was like the big name that was going to be traded, and it never was, right? That was very interesting to me. So now you're going to see them with new pieces. You're going to see a Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet, Gary Trent Jr. backcourt, and no more Norman Powell. And Norman Powell was a stud for them. You take him out of the game. In a lot of these games, I think that they don't get his 20-point eruptions. I don't know what this Raptors team would be right now, and they're struggling as is. I like the Suns here -4. I don't know if the Raptors really have the size to do it. However, with that said, the last time I bet against the Raptors, because I said they were heading into the trade deadline, just trying to figure out what team they were. I could have been wrong and said that was, in their mind, that was their farewell game. This one, this is that breath, right? Like, what are we? I don't know. Let's just go out there and play, where the Suns are actually playing for something. I like the storyline around this game. Lowry stayed. The Suns are hot. I like the Suns -4 here. I think this is going to be a really good game. I think it comes down to how each team attacks early in the second half, and that will dictate who wins this game. But I'm pretty confident here. I'm taking the Suns -4, and I like it a lot. Over-under sitting at 224. I like the slight over. My prediction was 228. So I like the over here as well. And that is the betting favorite at -105. So I'll take the over with -105 at 224. My prediction total combined is 228. Up in this game, and its prediction is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Guys, look, I just made a killer bet, okay? I think it's +260 right now. Stipe, the underdog to tomorrow's UFC 261, Ngannou versus Stipe 2. Yeah, that's right. Stipe, Ngannou 2. They've already fought once. And this underdog, this +260 underdog that I got, beat this man last time. Beat Daniel Cormier 2 out of 3 times. Has the most wins as a heavyweight. Has the most heavyweight champion protections. Defended his title the most in the heavyweight division. Go there. Don't be square. Mybookie.ag. And while you are there and you are about to sign up and you use promo code HOOPBALL, that's HOOPBALL, and we'll match up to $500 of your very first deposit. Mybookie.ag has you covered. Go there now. And again, guys, sorry. Boop, 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 boop. New product alert. Manscaped, guys. Their weed whacker is doing works, and it's doing work for me. Let me tell you this right now. My nose, it never breathed so well. My ears, never heard so good. I heard the birds chirping this morning, and my windows were closed. Let me tell you, the weed whacker is doing work for me. It'll do work for you. Use promo code HOOPBALL. Get yourself a weed whacker today. Now, this game, guys, is arguably my favorite game here. Nuggets, Pelicans, and I hope I brought enough energy for those promos. Nuggets, Pelicans. The Nuggets are 2.5-point favorites. I'm on that all day, in there like swimwear. This is a redemption game. The Pelicans stand pat. They traded away J.J. Redick, right? But they stood with who they had. They are building a solid core. I'm glad they kept that core. I like Ball. I like Ingram. I like Zion. I think they could mesh very well together. Jackson Hayes is going to be something special. If he gets a little bit bigger, he has Tyson Chandler potential. I like him. I think the Nuggets, man, they got better too at this trade deadline to get JaVale McGee. I got my promo up. Had to yell that name. And they got AG Aaron Gordon. They're a good team. They're solid. Didn't have to give up much. Paul Millsap and JaMychal Green are still playing. I think this is a big game for Michael Porter Jr. This could also be a bounce-back game for Will Barton. A lot of storylines heading into this one for the Denver Nuggets to be successful and also start solidifying their name as a true contender when the playoffs come around. The Pelicans, they're hit or miss. They're playing in a play-in. I mean, like they're up and down, wishy-washy, but Zion is really good. I don't know if anyone in Denver could stop him.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Unless it just comes size for size against Jokic, where that won't happen. I like the Millsap bodying him up and JaMychal Green kind of doing that there, but it didn't work last time. However, with that said, I still like these Nuggets on the road, -2.5. As long as everyone's playing, and that means Porter, Murray, Jokic, I'm in there like swimwear. Give me -2.5. Over under sitting at 232, raising that to the upside. I like that there. -105 is that bet again. 232, that already is a lot, and I'm still going higher. I think this is going to be a really close game. I can see this game going into overtime, and that's where we will get our win. And I'll predict the Nuggets win by 5. So I like -2.5. I think in the closing minutes of this game, it turns into a free throw contest. Nuggets prevail, win by 5, taking the over on 232. Bowl. Rockets versus Timberwolves. The Rockets, 4-point underdogs heading into Minnesota. Look, guys, I'm telling you, call me crazy. Call me wild. But Christian Wood is playing. I like Kevin Porter Jr. if he plays. I saw that he was questionable. You know what? While we're here, let me just pull this thing up. So I don't want to give you half facts. I want to give you the real thing. This ain't fake talk. This is real talk, and I want to give you the real answer. So let's look up Kevin Porter Jr. If he's playing, he's still a game-time decision. And he practiced yesterday, Thursday. Could miss one more game, but said he's more likely to return on Saturday. He's still questionable, so there might not be no Kevin Porter Jr. By the way, you fantasy listeners out there, Kevin Porter Jr. is an ad. He's an ad now. Go get him. I'm also going to say Chuma Okeke is an ad. He's an ad now. Go and get him. I like both of those guys a lot. With that said, even if Kevin Porter Jr. is out, I think Tate has been really good. I think Daniel House is a really good shooter. I think defensively they have started to build something with Silas. Hey, their record does not speak to the talent that Steven Silas has been dealt, the cards that Steven Silas has been dealt with, okay? Players have been in and out. Oladipo in and out. John Wall in and out. Christian Wood has been out. What happened with Boogie? Now P.J. Tucker thought he was playing. Now he's out. Eric Gordon's out. You see what I mean? They lost James Harden before it even really started. And he had started the season like that. But now your mindset of the Rockets is a run and gun, up and down, fast team. That's not them no more. They are a let me beat you with intensity and ball movement and fast break finish and backdoor cuts and Christian Wood. Put me on your back and carry me to the promised land, which is a dub. But this is my underdog pick of the day. I think the Houston Rockets come out in this game with a win. UD pick of the day. Houston Rockets, they get the win. Are only 1-point favorites over these Charlotte Hornets. Yes, they lost Kelly Olynyk, their starting power forward, but they got the wing depth. Okay, I mean they might not have the size with Olynyk like Olynyk does until Bielitsa shows up, and I don't think Bielitsa plays today as he got traded over there to the Heat. So I mean they're gonna be low in terms of big men, right? I think you can see a lot of Achiuwa, bless you. I think you can see a lot of him tonight, which is fine. I think that's still a good play for DFS, and I think it's a good play for the Heat. They're a good team. I think the Hornets struggle against big guys such as Bam Adebayo. They're not big in size either, away from Cody Zeller. So this is a perfect matchup for the Heat. So when you look at it that way, I'm taking the Heat -1. I'm taking Heat -120. I'm feeling really good about both those. On the road, that's a value. -120 is only 10 points higher than the -110 of taking -1. So you might as well just go. If you're going to bet on this game, you might as well just do -120. It's a 10-point difference. I mean, don't worry about it. The Magic hit a full reset. Vucevic, Fournier, Gordon, gone. Terrence Ross is the only man left standing. As you saw by his tweets on that day, he is the captain now. I was just talking about Okeke. Chuma Okeke is a really good player, and you guys are about to find out today. The Orlando Magic may have found another Tobias Harris-esque player, a Keldon Johnson-esque player. I like Chuma Okeke. He's only owned in 4% of Yahoo leagues. Guys, he's a potential player to put on your roster. He's good to have in your FanDuel lineups today, which relates back to betting because FanDuel is money. DraftKings is money. Go over there. And if you guys do go to DraftKings, use promo code SACKKingsNation. And if you're on FanDuel, use promo code KingsCourt, and they'll match up to $500 of your very first deposit as well. However, the Blazers are on fire. They got everybody that they need back. Yusuf Nurkic returns back. CJ McCollum returns back today. Damian Lillard returns back. This screams Blazers. I'm taking this one here, but I'm not taking the points. I'm not taking -9. I'll probably buy the point and a half and do the -145 again. So I'm sitting at -7.5, more confident that way. However, I am taking the over on 216.5. I think that this is going to be a close one in terms of how close we get there. But the Blazers like to put up points and try very little defense. The Magic are going to come at you with a ton of three-pointers today with Ross, Okeke. You're going to see Mo Bamba shoot threes. I think you're going to see Ken Birch try and take on a little bit more threes. Ken Birch is going to be a sneaky player to watch as well and put on your radar, because Ken Birch, when he was getting minutes, was averaging a double-double, and he has like a nice first-step spin-move jab thing that I like to see from him occasionally right underneath the free throw line. So right inside the block, give it to him. He can do a little bit of something for you, and he has a nice mid-range jumper. occasionally takes a three. Ken Burch is someone you can put on your radar as well. However, with that said, the only thing we are touching on this game is over 216.5 for the total. However, if you want to feel a little bit confident, I would say -9 is a little risky, but I'm okay with it. I'd feel better if you bought the point and a half. Again, that sits at -145. Pacers Maverick. Pacers come in 1-point underdogs. However, this is a pick'em, right? This is -105 to -115 on the line. Over-under sits at 226. I think the big thing here is who's stopping Luka Doncic. Everyone else matches up pretty well. And I don't think Luka Doncic is anything crazy to be stopped. You just need someone that's going to be you can't slow a guy like Luka down. I mean, he's going to find ways to score. He's going to find a way to help his teammates out. So you can't really worry about something like that. My thing is I don't know if they have anyone that slows down Domantas Sabonis. I think Malcolm Brogdon continues to find his way. What's Caris LeVert's attribute going to be? Because that's something that they need to start grooming out. I mean, yeah, he's going to take 15 shots a game, but is it a good 15? Is it his 15? Is it only jumpers? Because LeVert's better as a Euro-stepping Will Barton-esque player when he's moving and grooving. He needs the ball in his hands, you know what I mean? So I like the Pacers here, though. I'm big on the Pacers. I'm very high on the Pacers. A lot of you guys know that already. They've made me quite a bit of money, though. They cover spreads, and they are always the underdogs. And I'm consistently betting on them. So, and they have a positive record. So, I mean, you're winning with me if they're winning. Feel good about it. Not going to touch the over-under there. Grizzlies, Jazz. Again, this is a hard game to figure out. I mean, if anything, I'm taking the dogs here and the Grizzlies at +9.5 on the road. But really, I would avoid it. Over-under sits at 229. That seems about fair, but also a little crazy. You know what I mean? Just a little crazy. Last one coming up here is, or two more games. We have the Hawks and the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors just got banged by the Kings yesterday. Again, no Stephen Curry. The Hawks are on fire. I just think 7.5 is a lot. And I feel like it's possible, but I wouldn't really touch it. However, I am all about that over 219. Give me over 219. A lot of over-unders for me today, and I don't normally do that. Another underdog for you, though, on the final game of the day. You have the Cleveland Cavaliers facing off against the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers are 3.5-point favorites at home. Guys, give me those Cavs. Jared Allen has been a stud. Sexland is starting to turn it up. All of the wings, Prince, Osman, all those guys, they're starting to play a little bit better. I like this team. I like that Larry Nance is back. Give me the Cleveland Cavaliers. +145, +3.5. Your choice. I like them to win the game. I'm just letting you know that now. And the odds are already changing in that favor. The odds are already changing in that favor as we're speaking. Yes, it still stays at +3.5, but instead of being at -115, we're still sitting over here. We're still sitting over here feeling really good about what we have. And that's going to be it, guys. That's our show. 20 minutes in, nice, quick, easy. The lunch break drive has been done. It has been upon us. I'm sending you guys all of my good vibes, all of them. Feel them, get them. As my last name would say, I'm bringing you miracles. Follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. And until next time, my betting friends, good luck. Bye-bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.